from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I can't believe this. We have a storrowing to add to the problems on a Friday morning commute. So I would stay home if I were you, but looks like it's near the Kenmore Square exit, Storrow Drive.
Yep.
A truck hit the overpass and then flipped over. So I would avoid that. I would avoid the O'Neill Tunnel. I would guess that this is setting up for an absolute cluster F of a Friday. So just stay where you are. Remote it. Zoom it today.
Can I ask you a question about just driving? Because it's just nothing works anymore. Literally nothing works and people don't know how to drive. Have you noticed now when you enter a tunnel, people all of a sudden slow down? Like when you're taking the Pike, either east or west, yeah, underneath the Prudential Center,
mm-hmm,
it used to be you just kept going.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like hitting their brakes. Stopping in the middle of the tunnel.
That. I haven't noticed
that. It is
that.
So infuriating. Yeah. It's the same road. Mm-hmm. You're just underneath a building.
Because it goes from the visual of being in the light,
right,
to the darkness. People get scared and they're like, oh, am I going to hit something?
But every car has automatic daytime running lights now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do what Coach does and make it a gray bike day today.
That is it.
If you can.
Can't wait.
They're hard to find, but they're out there.
I got a comforting text message for you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, and you can text us at any time, at any moment on that text line. And someone who is listening to the show while fishing right now off the vineyard,
mm-hmm,
says that the surf is very calm and
okay,
very peaceful.
So all right,
when you get on that ferry, what time is your ferry?
Ferry leaves New Bedford at 2:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Just 20% chance of capsize.
I'll be sauced up anyways. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you know what the big one on the boats is? Painkiller. Have you ever had that?
Oh, the painkiller. That's a
little nutmeg
drink
on top.
Yep. Yeah. I will be.
That is a good drink.
Yeah.
All right. Quickly, my lead. And this is because the kids are heading back to college right now. So I want your opinion on this. A North Carolina mom has gone viral after sharing on the social medias that she slept in her daughter's dorm room on her first night away at college. And what a marvelous experience it was. Her name is Lori Miggins, and her daughter is attending Appalachian State University for the first time as a freshman. She is a cheerleader, so she was there early. Her mom said that provided her the opportunity to keep watch over her precious cargo well into her 20s. It is the saddest thing in the world as a parent when you drop your kids off at college for the first time. I did it twice. There were tears, mostly because of how much I realized I was going to have to spend to send them to college. But
this is your generation, Greg.
This is us.
That's fine. There are outliers everywhere. Can my generation let these kids be adults, please?
No, I think we're too far gone.
You cannot run your children's lives and keep them safe from everything until they are 50. Yeah. It's just impossible. And what you do is you create an entire generation societally who are coddled and think that there's going to be somebody there to fix every problem that they have going forward in their lives.
Yep. We've ruined our youngins.
It's such a simple thing, but it's difficult. I'm sure. I've only been doing this for a couple of years. I'm sure, especially your daughter, because it's just different. When you dropped her off or if she's on her own, you are nervous. You want to protect her. You want Julia to be okay, Greg.
Yes.
You know. But at a certain point, they only grow in the absence of your presence. And I feel like these people, like this mom probably didn't have a fun college experience. So they're living vicariously through their daughter under this ruse that they're doing it to protect them.
Yeah, like, but I think it's more of a clinger than, because she's not like partying with her kid. She just don't want to let the kid spread their wings and fly. She's a clinger, like, oh, you got to be a kid. And I get it.
But then why is she posting on social media?
Because that's what everybody does nowadays, okay. Curtis, with their kids.
That's true.
I blame ourselves. I throw myself in there as well, you know. But we.
What do you mean?
Because,
like, you've been that way at times?
Because we've created this, we created this atmosphere when raising our kids that we have to hold their hands and we got to do everything. And a big part of it is because of the way the media portrays the world. Like, my grandmother used to say it all the time to my mother. You can't wrap them in bubble wrap and keep them in the house all day. So it was like, you go out there and we'd be gone from 9 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. If you're lucky enough to have a beeper, that's how you communicated. Your parents sometimes didn't talk to you for hours upon hours.
Is now, this hotel beeper friendly?
Well, yeah, but nowadays we're find my iPhones. And this is the because we're afraid our kids can't survive like we survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. It's great to get your kids a phone. It's great to, you should probably tell them. I've seen some experts who say that kids should have a flip phone until they're 16 so that they're not exposed to the interwebs. And so, they're not looking at stuff that they shouldn't be looking at, like whatever. But your child is going to college. They are an adult. Let them be an adult. Let them make mistakes and figure out how to fix the mistake themselves. So when they are actually in the real world and make a mistake, they don't panic and get anxiety and turn to everybody else to fix their problem.
But you are both the products of that in different ways. Greg, you were in high school. You didn't do your schoolwork, and your father held you accountable.
He kicked me out of the house and said, go find a place to live because you didn't graduate from high school.
Exactly. And that is something I'm sure in the moment you were enraged about.
I was.
But look at the career you've built, Marconi's, and you live in the Seaport.
Oh, just one Marconi.
Oh, sorry. Well,
just one. I would like another.
The day ain't over. And Wiggy, look, you knew that you didn't have a safety net like I have. Like you had, your dad wasn't there,
right.
And you overcame incredible adversity. But it's weird because in different ways, you just said you do it great. Like, it's like people get successful because of certain things, and they remove those elements from the people they raise.
Well, because it's like Greg's dad, right? Kicking it, like saying, if you're not going to school, you either get a job or you get out,
right?
Or my mother saying, hey, if you're not bringing any money into this house, you need to figure it out. Or like you said, you're out.
Yeah.
But nobody said to Greg's dad, oh my God, what about Greg's mental health and how do you, you know, help him out? That's mean. No one said that to him. Society wasn't pushing that on Greg's dad or my mother. Now, if I said to my kid, you either get a job or you got a week or you're on the street, society would be like, what are you doing?
You have to stand up and do it. I mean,
this is the flip though, Greg, is that back then your father would talk to his friends and they would say, yeah, that must be really hard, but that's what you have to do.
Right.
Today, parents are unable to accept their kids' failure because they feel it reflects on them.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't have the bumper sticker that says my son's an honors student or my daughter's going to Harvard or whatever. It's like they aren't able to be honest with themselves and those around them that their kid is struggling for fear of judgment, which is just so weird.
And
it's just wild to me that a mom is spending her daughter's first night away at college with her in the next bed. And thinks that that is going to be helpful in some way, shape, or form to her daughter.
No.
Who is supposed to be becoming an adult.
And Curtis, you'll go through it. Give yourself about 7-8 years. When James gets 10 years old, and if you're living in the city, it's going to be like, are you going to be the parent that when James goes, oh, okay, I want to go to my friend's house who's a couple blocks away. Are you going to be the parent that says, all right, go ahead and text me or are you going to be taking them there? Are you going to be? And that's kind of like how you'll have to deal with it in today's era versus how Greg and I, our parents are like, all right, we'll see you when you get home.
Yeah, no, go get on your bike and go somewhere and be back before the streetlights are on. Like, and kids are not allowed, and psychiatrists say this, it's not just me, like, they're not allowed to go out and play with other kids by themselves without parents there. And the problem is they don't know how to problem solve. Like, if somebody is fixing everything for you, you don't know how to deal with the everyday nonsense that life throws at you.
And you don't know how to get anywhere because it's all on your phone. You don't know. And the other thing, Greg, and we mentioned this when we talked about the cell phone, smartphone bans in different schools. Parents demand supervised play with friends outside. Then they say good night, you know, clean your plate, see you in the morning. They shut the door to their bedroom and they're interacting with people all over the world on their phone at free random. Who could be selling drugs, who could be doing any number of things.
Yeah.
It's so backwards.
It's like, Mom, I got practice. I got to go to the Shelbourne. Well, I'm not driving you. Too much traffic. Take the subway.
See you when you get home.
There's a great point in the Twitch chat. How mortified do you think the daughter was the next morning when she and her mom are waking up together and she has to go introduce her mom to everybody in her new dorm room? And the mom doesn't even think of that. She's so selfish that she doesn't even think of it. So, all right, anyway, those are this morning's leads. A mom in North Carolina has gone viral for spending her daughter's first night away at school with her in her roommate's bed.
I bet the daughter loved it, though. That's something Courtney would love. If Courtney was here, I bet she would have been like, the daughter was, because I saw the video she was waving. I bet the daughter was like introducing everybody to the mother the next day. I bet the daughter loved it.
And Greg, I'm shocked you didn't bring up, this happened on Gilmore Girls with Rory and Lorelai.
I didn't see that
episode. It did. It was a great episode. It was ahead of the curve.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up in just a little bit. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Shime, in Courtney's absence, will have the news at 7:45.
That's the quarterback whisperer, Chris Shime.
Thank you.
Spot on when it came to your analysis on Drake May.
I know what I'm talking about, Greg.
He lost the weight, but not the football acumen.
Damn right, Curtis.
He said he had legs. He showed us that he had legs last night.
People were flabbergasted when I told them 22 rushing touchdowns in 2 seasons at UNC.
You said he could fling the football, and he was flinging the football last
65
night.
65 yards without an issue. Mac Jones couldn't even do that with his full body power behind
it. It is going to be enraging if week one comes and Jacoby Brissett is the starter and Drake maybe is not after last night.
Yeah,
is there any way they do that now?
I don't think so. I think Drake May has shown enough where, like, okay, he can control the
operation.
Yeah, that's it.
I like when we call it the
operation. Yeah, he can control the operation. Yeah.
Great board game.
Yeah, I like it.
And if he could do that, he's going to make mistakes. But guess what? He's a rookie. We're not a team that's expecting to go to the playoffs. So if you have Jacoby Brissett in there, what's he going to do for you that Drake May can't do for
but
you?
But even when you're watching him, Wiggy, like, yeah, there's some balls that might get away from him a little bit. Like that ball on the quick out there. It was like his second pass of the game. Like that ball almost got away from him. But he's not making dumb decisions, right? Like if he doesn't see something, he just tucks it, runs for 5 yards, and goes down. Like,
and they were talking last night about how he, you know, he had made clear progress when it came to the check down, and he had was trying to force the ball and said to those guys, I think he said to Brian Hoyer that he found himself trying to force the ball in, you know, slot-wise, and ended up waiting last night.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
He's clearly learning, and I just, it's going to infuriate a lot of us if he's not the starter week one.
And the thing he gives you that, like I said, when you look at Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, who gives you a better chance to maybe steal a game? The reason why Drake May does, if you look at last night's game, his ability and the new offensive RPO and his ability to keep it down inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, and utilize his legs, that's something that Jacoby Brissett can't do.
I hate this argument. Here they come in the Twitch chat, on the text line. He wasn't playing against the ones. Okay.
But he was playing with the ones.
He was playing with the ones.
That's all I care about.
I hate to do this to Scheim because it brings back a bad memory, but that felt like the preseason game where Mac Jones came in and just looked different than Cam. The offense just ran. It wasn't who he was playing against.
Right.
It was that it wasn't too big for him. He had pocket presence, and the team just flowed better.
I don't disagree,
it's just a je ne sais quoi.
Right.
And that's what we saw last night, is that Drake May, from my point of view, became the quarterback of this team.
Red and blue for you in the Twitch chat. Who wants May to start week one? It's absurd. Anyone with that opinion should be banned from offering any further opinions.
I guess we all should just be quiet.
I guess we'll all go home.
Well, thanks. I would ask Red and Blue from the Twitch, why wouldn't you start him?
Because the team blows. What a stupid argument. Every team that has a quarterback in the top five is bad. That's why they're drafting in the top five. Yet all these quarterbacks that start early somehow survive, whether it's Peyton Manning, Joe Burrow, you could go Josh Allen.
Well, you made the argument. Somebody give me a good enough reason earlier, and I know I'm not wording exactly how you said it.
Explain to me why not.
Why he shouldn't be starting. Give me, and don't give me it's just the offensive line, because guess what? Jacoby Brissett could get hurt behind that offensive line, and then you got no choice but to put Drake May in.
Exactly. So do you want Drake May to come in the second quarter of a game, you know, off the bench when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, or do you want him to be prepared as a starter?
Well, there is a lot to talk about after last night, and you can talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk about it with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots coming up at 9:30 this morning. But right now, this...
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game going 3 of 7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May then came in, went 6 for 11 for 47 yards, added a rushing touchdown into the mix, got that little finger roll with the football too as he jumped into the end zone. Absolutely love that. I need that as a GIF in my inventory stat. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. The Red Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles, 5-1. Nick Pivetta went five innings, allowing three runs, striking out six. Sox and Orioles go again tonight. First pitch, 7:10, with Cooper Criswell on the mound opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Time, will you be replacing Mother of Dragons egg gif with Drake May finger roll gif?
All day. Okay. Any Drake May great Drake May gifts you can make and send them to me, I will use all of them, and I will use them constantly, even in situations that don't call for them. In some NCAA news, Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering amongst themselves on results of their competitions and failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect, end quote. Trending Now was brought to you by Shaw's. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up value pack Purdue Roaster or Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters bone in for an amazing 87 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon Limit 2. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 65 degrees, sunny skies. Going to be a beautiful day. Afternoon high in the high 70s.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is a Patriots preseason Friday, and Jelani Tavai will join us at 9:30 this morning. Doesn't he owe us, if I remember correctly, some sort of in-studio preparation of fried Spam or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Spam masubi, right?
I don't know what that, I don't know what the dish was called. It was some sort of a Hawaiian delicacy.
Yes.
I think he owes us that from last season.
With Spam in it, because how can you make Spam good?
Right.
And he's like, well, we do it really well.
He can do it. He can do it. So he will join us.
Have you ever had Spam?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I've never had it.
It's like a knockoff version of ham.
Do you want to know the biggest upset of the day?
What?
I used to love Spam.
Really?
As a kid, I loved it.
What?
on like bread or like how
fried spam?
Did you fry it or how?
Yeah,
did
fry it up. Toss some mustard on that baby.
Okay.
Call it a day.
All right. I mean, I'm
how many things could you fry and toss a condiment on? It would probably be fine.
90% of them.
Oh, yeah.
But there are certain things like I
don't get deep fried cauliflower. Like cauliflower is only there to make like to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cauliflower. So if I'm going to get something fried, I'll eat something good.
Right.
Like what's the difference? Like when people get eggplant parm when they act like they're on a diet, it's the same as chicken parm.
Oh, no, it don't taste like no chicken.
No, it doesn't, but it's just as bad for you.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, people, I never got the spam and I never got the fried bologna.
Yeah.
You know, cuz people like ugh,
I will say that the speaking of eggplant, the pesto eggplant, which you can get as an appetizer or an entree
mm-hmm.
at Reno's
mm-hmm.
in South Boston, maybe
East Boston,
mm-hmm. maybe the most underrated Italian offering in our city, and it's in East Boston, not the North End.
Yeah, so East Boston restaurants are spectacular.
I have not been to Reno's forever. I got to get to
Reno's.
Yeah,
you got
to
get there.
We made an agreement. I've never been. We said we're going to do a show outing.
Yeah, that's do a show. Let's do a show outing.
Let's wait for your fam to get out there, and then we'll all go out, too.
Okay.
We'll do a big Greg Hill family excursion.
I would love to do that. This is Adam. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't mean to burst your guys' bubble, especially Shine, but I don't know if you heard on the pregame show yesterday that Albert Breer was reporting that their plan is to sit Drake May for the whole season.
And
there's no really anything he can do the preseason for that to change.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask Mayo about this on Monday. I've heard that.
Really?
Devin McCourty was on this show on Tuesday or Wednesday saying essentially the same thing. And I don't know. I mean, maybe we are looking at it with the wrong eyes. Maybe what we saw from Drake May last night does not look the same to Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf. I don't know.
Sitting Drake May for an entire year would be a massive organizational failure.
Yeah, I go back to Robert Kraft mm-hmm. in the aftermath of Mac's rookie season, where they lost in the wild card round to the Bills, going 10-8. And he said, it's been a while. It's been too long since we have won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get here, and you're just going to basically, if you don't play Drake May this year, the rebuild doesn't even start until next season.
Right.
Well, but then Courtney brings this up, and I think she's spot on. It was interesting when Robert Kraft was on this show a week ago on Friday and said several times that he didn't know what you could expect
right.
from this season.
Well, that's even more
take the under.
Right. Expect the worst. You know what I mean?
Kind of way.
Yeah, but that's
like,
even
like he's preparing everybody mm-hmm. for a negative diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. But that's even more of a reason to play right. Drake May, because it's
why else would you watch this year? If you're Robert Kraft and it's just strictly business,
mm-hmm.
why else would you watch this team? Would you want to watch Jacoby Brissett get happy feet and throw a pick in the red zone? Like,
nope, no.
I just Ramondre Stevenson is a good running back. David Andrews is a very good center. Onwenu is a great guard. Hunter Henry is a decent tight end. They are okay, meh, at receiver. Their defense is top 10. Like, if they have Drake May, there are going to be blowout losses. He's going to have 3 to 4 pick games. They're going to be ugly. But you're at least building something.
Right.
With Jacoby Brissett, I gain literally nothing.
What you get with Drake May by playing him this year is, like, no one expects him to go out there and you're going to have 10 wins. But what you get is a guy who now, when he steps in the offseason, he has a full year under his belt of playing, seeing everything. Listen, imagine where his confidence level is going to be next season.
I would buy that maybe the plan going in was that Drake May wasn't going to play this season. I am hoping that what he has done in training camp and in situations like last night will change their mind. And we can ask Gerard Mayo about that on Monday on this show at 8, I believe.
8 a.m. on the phone Monday, yes.
He will join us Monday at 8.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, it's funny we've been talking about Drake May versus Jacoby Brissett because Jerod Mayo talked about it a little bit in his post-game comments yesterday after the preseason game. Here is what he said about if Drake May could beat out Jacoby Brissett for the starting job.
I was wondering, would the offensive line ever be an impediment to maybe considering him as the starter or maybe, you know, not giving him as much time if you don't trust the line?
Yeah, for me, we always talk about competition, and that's at all spots. So even if Drake, you know, beats out Jacoby, I mean, he earned that role. And we don't really take that into consideration when he's ready to go. And if he's better than Jacoby, then he'll play, he'll start.
It's the way it should be.
Yep.
That's the way Bill would do it. You know, that's the way any coach should do it is you're drafting.
Well, Bill did it with Mac.
Yeah.
Right?
He did, yeah.
I mean, and Bill loved Cam. We remember those days.
Yes.
I mean, it really, we were surprised because everybody at training camp said Mac was out playing Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remember, I mean, it was an organic, nice moment. Fans were chanting for Mac at a preseason game. Last night had that feel.
978 text from Canton, which says, Hoslong to sit Mac. Hoslong. Don't sit him. Start him. Start him. All right, what's next?
Well, let's hear from Drake May. Alex Van Pelt incorporated some of the stuff Drake May did in college, and Drake talked about that in his post-game presser.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about this offense with what AVB does. We do a lot of different things. We can spread it out and empty. We can get 12 personnel, 13 personnel on the football. So we do a lot of different things. We got keepers. We got kind of the whole nine yards. So I think a lot of the stuff that kind of translates from college other than getting in the huddle and using a cadence, it all translates. So I think that's a good point. And also we go through kind of a list of plays you like before we're going out there. We're not just going out there just kind of not knowing what's going on. So we got a little bit of idea of, hey, it's third and medium. I think this call is coming. This is what I told him I liked. So he does a great job of kind of understanding our feedback from all four of us and just kind of calling what we like. So that's an awesome kind of way for us to connect.
Let him play. Let the kid play.
Yeah. And that's good by a coach. Like you should have an offense, but your offense should be able to adapt to what that player does well and what that player likes. Because at the end of the day, they're all like every offense is the same. It's just what words you use. The verbiage, exactly. But a go route is a go route. You know, exactly. A corner route is a corner route.
Greg loves a button hook.
Yes, a button hook is a button hook. I don't know if anybody calls it, but button up, Buck. Hey, it is what it is. We know what it is.
Sometimes the buttons have been popping of late, but I'm working on it.
You look good.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, what's next?
Well, not everything last night was great. There was a bit of an awkward interaction between one Steve Burton and running back Ramondre Stevenson on the sideline. Here is how that went.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I was talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
Judon. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
That's on Steve.
Yeah, maybe you want to preface it with
ask a better question,
right. Or at least give the person's name something to hit. The coach that just left or something. You should say the guy who just left. That could be it could be a couple people. Mac.
I got to be honest. If I'm Ramondre, I would feel like Steve Burton would say Judon's name, but if he was going to ask about Bill, he would try and do it in a different way so as to appease the crafts.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's not on Ramondre at all. That is like totally on Burton.
I don't, whatever. The broadcast was great. Two thumbs up.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. You don't like it. I enjoy it.
Do you think Mike Reese is Steve Burton's guy?
He did say that several times and then pump his chest, say, my guy, Mike Reese.
I love Zoe. I think Devin's great.
Devin's great. Jason doesn't really get to say much or doesn't want to say much.
Yeah.
I feel like
Devin has been, was with the organization a lot longer, so it's kind of, it probably should just be Zoe and Devin.
I agree.
You know, and then you could have them or
what if we did Jason on the sideline? Zoe and Devin would be in the booth.
Well, yeah. Where's Sosi?
He's radio. So they used to do a direct simulcast TV radio, and now they stopped that.
Yeah, so that's a good idea. You put Jason on the sideline, and you got Devin and Zoe in the booth. That's a good idea.
I just, it's different. I like it. But, like, Dubs in the Twitch chat, Curtis, agrees with you. They think it sucks.
No, I really don't. I'm not. I was saying that, you know, I understand it's difficult to do a broadcast that's produced by the team, and I think Zoe is great, and I think Devin's great.
You just think you don't get the same criticism
I mean, candidly, I wasn't as engaged with the broadcast last night. It was on in the background with everything going on, so I just, for me, the audience is served by discussing the biggest storyline. So, the defense without Judon and Drake May versus Jacoby Brissett.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I really want to know is, and who better to talk about the backup quarterback than Zoe, and who better than Devin than to talk about what the defense will look like without Judon. They addressed the Judon thing right off the start.
Right.
Because Devin talked about it, and then it was like, that was it.
Yeah.
So, and I get, like sometimes maybe where, like, a Zoe's coming from because, you know, the team employs you, so you want to... It's difficult to criticize or maybe talk about some of those things because they come off as, you know, like could be criticizing.
Right.
But you still, like you said, well, what's this defense going to look like without Matthew Judon? And to be honest, if you're on the call, it's going to be who's stepping up.
Right.
But Anthony Jennings. You felt like guys stepped up last night, whether it was Uche or.
Right, Kedrick Wise.
Keon White.
White had a good bull rush they highlighted.
Yeah.
But they did a good job on the Brissett interception. I will give them credit. They highlighted how bad that, I mean, I guess there was no way to dress it up.
Yeah.
But that awful third and goal interception, they did talk a good job.
But you got to be honest and say the defense is, it's a huge hole that you're going to have without Judon. I mean, let's be honest. It's a giant hole when last year he didn't play, and as a team defensively, I think you had, 36 or 37 sacks?
And you had 54 the year before or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a good talking point.
All right, anything else, Shai?
Nope, that'll do it, Greg.
Okay. You ready for the news?
I'm ready to go, man.
Okay. Courtney is off at a wedding. Shai has the news coming up.
She had a long note.
Including... why taking the same vehicle to couples therapy was a bad idea for one Minnesota couple. So we will get to that news coming up. Curtis, you mentioned your rough night.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking. Just an update on Pudge because the entire Greg Hill Show family is rooting for Pudge.
Thank you. Thank you. Pudge is in the ICU at Angel, and he had emergency surgery on his liver yesterday.
Oh.
And he came through. We got a call from the doctor at 1 a.m. Was really touch and go for a bit. Mm. He's still in stable critical, but hopeful to get him out of there today and hope to be on the mend soon. So thank you for your well wishes. I love the Pudge man.
Mm-hmm. He could use some doggy prayers.
Yeah.
Get
God.
Well soon.
God, I love that guy.
How long have you had Pudge?
I got Pudge. He is 12. So it was May of 2012.
Okay.
And so, or he was born on April 1st, 2012. He came from Tennessee, and he is I never had a pet growing up. I came to find out I was the pet.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom's Italian, crazy with pets. Plus, our street always had other dogs, but I never had a pet. And so...
Some people thought when you got Pudge, it was a 50th birthday present, but it's just because you look older.
I am an old man. I am an old 40. I'll tell you that. Yesterday did not help, but hopefully he's on the mend. Thank you.
We are all behind Pudge.
We are.
Pudge strong.
The only flaw of a dog is that they don't live longer.
Pudge strong, and we will be back with Shime in the news next. You for the better. thank you for reminding me. I have yet another pair of tickets to give away, and I will give them away right now for that band, Ripe, at Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, tomorrow night. So if you are caller number 9, you and a guest. Great brewery, by the way. Great spot in Portsmouth.
Awesome spot.
We had the Jingle All the Way 5K, and I believe a live broadcast from the award-winning Curtis and Ken show a couple years ago up there.
The last one Ken did, yeah.
I actually filled in on that day.
Yes,
you so did? Ken didn't even do it, yeah.
And I believe that you did not.
Right.
You didn't. Did you do the 5K that year?
No. So Lauren did the 5K while I did the show with Curtis. I did the 5K this past year.
Convenient
though,
excuse
in the Seaport.
Yes, and I would assume
don't
that
blame
your,
me, Ken.
I would assume that your time with the massive weight loss will be extraordinary this December.
Much better. Oh,
for
yeah,
for the Jingle All the
Without
Way 5K.
A doubt.
But yes, call right now. 617-931-0937, and you got a pair of tickets to go see Ripe tomorrow night. And there are still some tickets available. You can go to CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. That's CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. Shime, let's get right to this.
It's time for...
And here you added that it could have been a butt dive.
Yes. The news.
And I don't mean to be indelicate, but your testimony was then that you were having you were in an intimate situation.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
You want them to be malicious?
Yes,
now?
I want malicious intent.
Ooh.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
You know, I was going fast and I was feeling myself.
On WEEI.
Has flexed the Friday. 401 texter from Rhode Island says that Courtney at this point has to be the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex time.
Absolutely.
I think she acknowledged that yesterday anyway, but she will be back on Monday. We will have the first Mayo Monday of this season with Gerard Mayo on this show Monday at 8. But in her absence, here is Shine with today's news.
Thank you, Greg. A Plymouth man is being charged with his father's murder after a manhunt across the South Shore. The son of a man who was found fatally stabbed inside a home in Plymouth on Thursday morning is facing murder charges. Matthew Paluzzi was detained in Hanover shortly before 11 a.m. after a manhunt that spanned multiple South Shore communities.
Did you see the on the Instagram, the state police, they had their helicopter following the dude for miles?
Oh,
you
really?
See that? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was really just driving normally, not even trying to get away from him, and they were following. It was good police work.
Excellent.
That was great, great police work in this particular case.
A preliminary investigation indicated that he died from a stab wound to the neck. His father, that is, 76-year-old Anthony Paluzzi. We can hear from Plymouth District Attorney Timothy Cruz on Boston 25.
At about 6:26 this morning, Plymouth police received a 911 call from a female reporting that she found her husband unresponsive and bleeding from a laceration to the neck area.
Yeah. All right, well, glad they got him.
Yeah, you saw the apprehension. They had the helicopter footage of it. It was excellent job. They, hopped on his back.
Yes, it was great.
I'm talking about what you just said.
Yeah,
it was in the middle of the road.
I didn't know if you missed the helicopter.
No, you just said they had great. Yes, they were following him. He was driving normally.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it. All right, what's next?
An 11-year-old.
Stop watching the news.
No. No, I'm not saying anything. I just didn't know if you did.
Sitting in Courtney's seat, you know what that means.
What?
Very, that's like a very defensive seat.
No, it's great. Yes, what's next?
An 11-year-old was injured after he was pushed off of a Marshfield Bridge into the water.
What?
An 11-year-old boy was pushed off the Green Harbor Bridge into the water in Marshfield on Wednesday. Both parents are actively searching the area for security cameras in hopes of finding who knocked their son off the bridge's top railing. And 15 feet into the water below. He was shoved around 5:30 when local children were jumping off the bridge into the water at high tide. The people responsible were described as two teenage girls around 16, police said. One was wearing a red bathing suit. The other was wearing a green one. We can hear from Marshfield Police Chief Philip Tavares on WHDH.
I hear the word bullying or, hey, we were just fooling around, but that can quickly turn into a felony. And in this case, there's two felonies, assault and battery on a child under the age of 14 and assault and battery dangerous weapon. The bottom line is keep your hands to yourself and no one will get hurt.
Yeah. Wiggy, you have the opportunity this weekend
with
your first visit to the vineyard to jump off the Jaws Bridge.
Yeah.
One of your favorite films growing up.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do that, though.
I think you should. For the gram. Do it for the gram.
It's a great bridge.
Do it for the views.
Yeah, I don't need the views.
Do it for the likes.
Nope. I only jump off bridges or boats that are in the Caribbean into blue water where I feel like there's... I feel like the water on... What's it called? Like,
the Atlantic Ocean?
No, the South... what do we call that? The Cape and the islands over there. I feel like that water has very, very powerful currents.
Do it for the likes and clicks.
It does. It rip currents.
Where, like, when
that will actually be an issue this weekend.
Where when I'm in the Caribbean, I don't feel like the currents are as bad. I just feel like it's crystal clear, blue, calm water.
I know. Where does your irrational fear of water come from? Do you know? Was there an incident or anything?
Because you were raised on the ocean.
Yes, right. I learned how to swim in the harbor, which was different.
Were you thrown in?
Well, like, that's how we learned how to swim. Yeah. You were thrown in the deep. But I almost drowned whitewater rafting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, when was this?
This was, I don't know, maybe when I was like 16 or 17.
Was it like a high school trip?
No, it was just me and a couple buddies. We ended up going to Maine or New Hampshire or something like that. My buddy Gerald Carino, he had to save me, jumped in. I went to jump off the boat, and my foot got caught on the little rope.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And I went like...
And your buddy saved your life?
And I panicked, and I swallowed a bunch of water.
Oh, God.
And it, that's what it is.
And you go down there.
I was wondering. So that's
what
it is.
What was this guy's name?
Gerald Carino.
So we really need to get a statue for him because if he didn't save you, the snowball win doesn't happen.
Yeah, he jumped in and grabbed me. He's like, listen, chill out, man. You got a life jacket on. I was like, I'm drowning.
Were they all nervous because you didn't talk for a couple seconds?
No.
All right, stay away from Chappaquiddick and the Jaws Bridge.
I know how to swim, too. I'm a pretty decent swimmer.
Just stay in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah.
You'll be fine over
Caribbean
there.
Water is the only water I would jump off a boat into. It's just for
see if you can drown yourself in dirty bananas.
There you go.
That I could do.
What's that place called?
Mad Martha's.
Is that the place where you get the dirty bananas by the airport? I can't remember.
Oh, no. Mad Martha's is the ice cream place.
What's the place that has the dirty bananas by the airport?
Wasn't there a TV series about the airport on Martha's Vineyard?
Wings? It was the Nantucket Airport.
Oh, that was Nantucket.
Oh, that was Wings?
Wings was the Nantucket Airport.
I used to watch that show.
Yes, it was.
I used to like the blonde-headed lady went on the show. What the hell was her name? Oh, man.
Susie Summers. Yes.
No, Susie
Summers. Nancy's.
Yeah.
That's the name of the place. So go to Nancy's and get a dirty banana.
All right, I'll try that out.
And don't be a Nancy and jump off the bridge.
Right. We will. We'll be back with the rest of the news, including why one couple will, I assume, never take the same car together to couples therapy in Minnesota next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yet another pair of tickets to give away, and I will give them away right now for that band, Ripe, at Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, tomorrow night. So if you are caller number 9, you and a guest. Great brewery, by the way. Great spot in Portsmouth.
Awesome spot.
We had the Jingle All the Way 5K, and I believe a live broadcast from the award-winning Curtis and Ken show a couple years ago up there.
The last one Ken did, yeah.
I actually filled in on that day.
You
so
did?
Ken didn't even do it, yeah.
And I believe that you did not.
Right.
You didn't. Did you do the 5K that year?
No. So Lauren did the 5K while I did the show with Curtis. I did the 5K this past year.
Convenient
though,
excuse
in the Seaport.
Yes, and I would assume
don't blame
that
me, blame Ken.
I would assume that your time with the massive weight loss will be extraordinary this December.
Much better. Oh, yeah.
For the Jingle All the Way
without
5K.
A doubt.
But yes, call right now. 617-931-0937, and you get a pair of tickets to go see Ripe tomorrow night. And there are still some tickets available. You can go to CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. That's CiscoBrewersPortsmouth.com. Shime, let's get right to this.
It's time for...
And here you added that it could have been a butt dive.
Yes. The news.
And I don't mean to be indelicate, but your testimony was then that you were having you were in an intimate situation.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
You want them to be malicious?
Yes,
now?
I want malicious intent.
Ooh.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
You know, I was going fast and I was feeling myself.
On WEEI.
Has flexed the Friday. 401 texter from Rhode Island says that Courtney at this point has to be the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex time.
Absolutely.
I think she acknowledged that yesterday anyway, but she will be back on Monday. We will have the first Mayo Monday of this season with Gerard Mayo on this show Monday at 8. But in her absence, here is Shine with today's news.
Thank you, Greg. A Plymouth man is being charged with his father's murder after a manhunt across the South Shore. The son of a man who was found fatally stabbed inside a home in Plymouth on Thursday morning is facing murder charges. Matthew Paluzzi was detained in Hanover shortly before 11 a.m. after a manhunt that spanned multiple South Shore communities.
Did you see the on the Instagram, the state police, they had their helicopter following the dude for miles?
Oh,
you
really?
See that? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was really just driving normally, like
right.
Not even trying to get away from him, and they were following it. It was really good police work.
Excellent.
That was great, great police work in this particular case.
A preliminary investigation indicated that he died from a stab wound to the neck. His father, that is, 76-year-old Anthony Paluzzi. We can hear from Plymouth District Attorney Timothy Cruz on Boston 25.
At about 6:26 this morning, Plymouth police received a 911 call from a female reporting that she found her husband unresponsive and bleeding from a laceration to the neck area.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad they got him.
Yeah, you saw the apprehension. They had the helicopter footage of it. It was excellent job. They like hopped on his back.
Yes, it was great.
I mean, I know. I'm saying. I'm talking about what you just said. It was in the middle of the road.
I didn't know if you missed the helicopter.
No, you just said they had great. Yes, they were following. He was driving normally.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it. All right. What's next?
An 11-year-old.
Stop watching the news.
No. No, I'm not saying anything. I just didn't know if you did.
Sitting in Courtney's seat, you know what that means.
What?
Very, that's like a very defensive seat.
No, it's great. Yes, what's next?
An 11-year-old was injured after he was pushed off of a Marshfield Bridge into the water.
What?
Yeah, an 11-year-old boy was pushed off the Green Harbor Bridge into the water in Marshfield on Wednesday. Both parents are actively searching the area for security cameras in hopes of finding who knocked their son off the bridge's top railing. And 15 feet into the water below. He was shoved around 5:30 when local children were jumping off the bridge into the water at high tide. The people responsible were described as two teenage girls around 16, police said. One was wearing a red bathing suit. The other was wearing a green one. We can hear from Marshfield Police Chief Philip Tavares on WHDH.
I hear the word bullying or hey, we were just fooling around, but that can quickly turn into a felony. And in this case, there's two felonies, assault and battery on a child under the age of 14 and assault and battery dangerous weapon. The bottom line is keep your hands to yourself and no one will get hurt.
Yeah. Wiggy, you have the opportunity this weekend
with
your first visit to the vineyard to jump off the Jaws Bridge.
Yeah.
One of your favorite films growing up.
Yeah.
I
don't know if I'm going to do that, though.
I think you should. For the gram. Do it for the gram.
It's a great bridge.
Do it for the views.
Yeah, I don't need the views.
Do it for the likes.
Nope. I only jump off bridges or boats that are in the Caribbean into blue water where I feel like there's... I feel like the water on... What's it called? Like,
the Atlantic Ocean?
No, the South... what do we call that? The Cape and the islands over there. I feel like that water... has very, very powerful currents.
Do it for the likes and clicks.
It does. It rip currents.
Where, like, when
that will actually be an issue this weekend.
Where when I'm in the Caribbean, I don't feel like the currents are as bad. I just feel like it's crystal clear, blue, calm water.
I know. Where does your irrational fear of water come from? Do you know? Was there an incident or anything?
Because you were raised on the ocean.
Yes, right. I learned how to swim in the harbor, which was different.
Were you thrown in?
Well, like, that's how we learned how to swim. Yeah. You were thrown in the deep. But I almost drowned whitewater rafting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, when was this?
This was, I don't know, maybe when I was like 16 or 17.
Was it like a high school trip?
No, it was just me and a couple buddies. We ended up going to... Maine or New Hampshire, something like that. My buddy Gerald Carino, he had to save me, jumped in. I went to jump off the boat, and my foot got caught on the little rope.
Oh yeah.
Man.
And
And your buddy saved your life?
And I panicked, and I swallowed a bunch of water.
Oh, God.
And it, that's what it is.
And you go down there.
I was wondering, so that's
what
it
is. What was this guy's name?
Gerald Carino.
So we really need to get a statue for him, because if he didn't save you, the snowball win doesn't happen.
Yeah, he jumped in and grabbed me. He's like, listen. Chill out, man. No. You got a life jacket on. I was like, I'm drowning. I'm drowning.
Were they all nervous because you didn't talk for a couple seconds?
No.
All right, stay away from Chappaquiddick and the Jaws Bridge.
I know how to swim, too. I'm a pretty decent swimmer.
Just stay in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah.
You'll be fine over
Caribbean
there.
Water is the only water I would jump off a boat into. It's just for some.
See if you can drown yourself in dirty bananas.
There you go.
That I could do.
What's that place called?
Mad Martha's.
Is that the place where you get the dirty bananas by the airport? I can't remember.
Oh, no. Mad Martha's is the ice cream place.
What's the place that has the dirty bananas by the airport?
Wasn't there a TV series about the airport on Martha's Vineyard?
Wings? No, it was the Nantucket Airport.
Oh, that was Nantucket.
Oh, that was Wings?
Wings was the Nantucket Airport.
I used to watch that show.
Yes, it was.
I used to like the blonde-headed lady went on the show. What the hell was her name? Oh, man.
Susie Summers.
No, Susie Summers.
Nancy's.
Yeah.
That's the name of the place. So go to Nancy's and get a dirty banana.
All right, I'll try that out.
And don't be a Nancy and jump off the bridge.
Right. We will. We'll be back with the rest of the news, including why one couple will, I assume, never take the same car together to couples therapy in Minnesota next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.